things that you hate waiting on. What is something miserable to wait for? What is the longest you ever waited for something? Either of those angles you could take on it. Kind of loosely tied to the fact that there's a kind of a crazy story out about David Beckham, who's obviously very famous, waiting 13 hours to pay his respects to the Queen. Like, if David Beckham's got to wait, everybody's got to wait. Imagine how long it'd take you to wait. If they're making David Beckham wait 13 hours, you'd still be standing there.
13 hours is insane to think about. I did The Price is Right back in the Bob Barker day. And waited for that to get, and it was over Labor Day, I think. So they were doing like two shows the day that we went, and there were a ton of people. And you had to get there early to make sure that you could get in because it's free. So you had to get there early. And I think we got there like 2 in the morning, and it didn't even, like, they didn't start bringing people in till like 8 o'clock, right? So you get there early, and we were still like a quarter way down, I would say. The line was giant, but yeah, it was worth it. It was worth it, though. But then you also, once you get in there, right, then you wait, and then you get in, then you got to wait to be interviewed, and then you got to wait to be able to go in and record because there was two shows. It was a lot of waiting. I can't even remember how long we waited total. That was back before, like, carrying cell phones, you know, with you nonstop. So, like, I didn't even have a timer or anything, but we waited a long time for that. But it was Bob Barker. It was Price is Right. I didn't get called down because I had to say, well, you know, Bob Barker's originally from South Dakota. And that didn't work. I tried that in my little spiel. Didn't work.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should add him to Mount Rushmore.
They actually should.
Just stick his face on there. What is something that you had to wait for a really, really, really long time?
Stupid people. I went to the movies on a Tuesday night, and we were standing in line at the concessions for 7 minutes. The person in front of me, when he finally got to order his food, he didn't know what he wanted. He stood there for a minute trying to figure out. I can't stand that.
There are certain situations where it really shouldn't take any time to know what you want, and one of those would be the movie theater. Because, like, first of all, there's only so many options. Are you getting popcorn? Are you getting candy? You getting both? Okay, well, popcorn, okay. Do you want to put butter on it? Yes, no, done. What size you want? I want this size. Largest, always, done. What kind of candy do you like? Look, there's the candy. It's right next to you.
It's also the
Which
same
one do you
stuff
want?
They've had for the past 100 years.
They're not creating
what
new
you,
candies.
Yeah, what are you getting?
So, do you want Butterfingers, M&M's? What do you want? You just get your candies. It should be instant is what it should be.
They shouldn't even have different sizes of popcorn. It should just be large popcorn.
Here you go. Yeah, take this.
And nobody wants a small popcorn because you know you're going to be sharing it with the kids or the wife or the girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever. So it should just always be a large popcorn and then maybe a soda selection.
Well, and you know what, though? That doesn't even matter because they just give you the cup. The soda, I don't care what you have to drink. To drink, I'll have. Here's your cup. Get out. It's over there. Go fill it up. To the left, like Beyonce once said, to the left, to the left. You go fill up your cup over there. You want a slushy, different cup. Go, go, go. Move it.
But then you got to wait in line for the cup people, and they're like, oh, there's so many choices. I don't know which one to pick.
That drives me nuts. That's the same way I think when it's like waiting in drive through for the person in front of you. Like, what are they ordering? It's the same thing. You know what they have. Why is it taking this long? But when in high school, when I worked at Dairy Queen, I would get frustrated. We have blizzards and cones. Make a choice.
It's not tough.
That's why I appreciate the people that adhere to the number system. Because they don't even want you to use words anymore. What do you want? 7.
Mm-hmm.
What size? Large. Good. Nobody cares. You don't even tell me what kind of sandwiches. 3, 4, 7. Boom. Done.
Done. Get in, get out of my way.
Go. What's that thing you hate waiting for?
Appointment. So when you schedule an appointment at a certain time, and then you're sitting in the waiting room for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and you're like, okay, well, my appointment already passed. Like, when can I get in?
I was on time. Where are you? What are you seeing as far as people hate waiting for something, Amy Kay?
Someone said, I hate waiting for traffic on Cheyenne. Someone else said, waiting at the DMV. Someone said, when I'm the DD, I hate waiting for my friends to come out when they drink and they never want to go home. And someone else said, waiting during pregnancy for your baby to be born.
You absolutely hate waiting for it. What is it? 237, it's text 35270. Or maybe there's like a specific thing that you couldn't believe how long you waited for it. That either or. Which one is it? You hate waiting for it or you waited a real long time for something? Fits in the tantrum, Sway, Y94 Playhouse. Hey, it's Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, ABK, Joel D. Talking about that thing you absolutely hate waiting for. Maybe you had that instance where you did have to wait a long time for something. You kind of caught off guard by it. We're kind of loosely using the whole David Beckham Queen story as a jump for this. So he waited 13 hours to pay his respects. Maybe, you know, to a lesser extent, but maybe you had that thing where you ordered something and you can't believe it. It took forever to get there. You bought a car a year ago. You're still waiting for it. Kind of that sort of thing. What is something you hate, hate, hate waiting for?
Oh, let's just put it this way. I don't know if you guys are video game fanatics like me, but or pre-ordering a game 6 months ahead of time, waiting for it to come out, or a year in advance for it to come out.
Yep. No, I it's been a while since I've gamed, but I've had that moment before where you like purchase the game and you're like, can it get here any sooner? Is there like a special club I can be in to get that?
Well, I know. You know, I hear I'm a big farming simulator guy. I like to play it on my Xbox. And I was last year, back in January of last year, I pre-ordered the game and I finally got it in November of last year.
Wow. That's a long wait, so I got to give you props for that.
So
I'm unfamiliar. Just to make sure I like my commentary makes sense, when you say farming simulator, is it a video game of, like, farming land, like a farm?
Farmville.
Yes, it actually is. It's like, it's not your typical, like, Facebook game. It, you know how you got, like, they have Flight Simulator where you can, you know, mess with all the controls on an air, like a plane. But basically, Farming Simulator is a game where you basically do everything that a real-life farmer actually does, like plant, dig, haul your crops into the elevator, combine it all, you know, spray for things, you know. I mean, you do everything that an actual farmer does in real life.
I gotta tell you, I didn't realize that would think, but that is the most delightfully North Dakota Minnesotan video game on the planet. And I almost imagine there's this, like, you know, real all dirty, long, hard day's work guy comes on in. He's just filthy from long day, sets down his thermos, takes off his dirty overalls, sits down on the couch, and after a long day of farming, starts farming his digital farm.
You know what? That way you can prepare.
That's
right? Practice makes
crazy.
Perfect.
That is nuts to me. I also like that Amy's like, Farmville? He's like, it's not like
it's
the
not Facebook,
Facebook game.
Not Facebook.
It's a real simulator, not one of them fools who played on Facebook.
Like, just go out to a field and do it in real life.
I think he probably does.
Like, what was the game when we were kids? Like, was it called Sims?
Yes.
And you could build towns and stuff? But this sounds like more like elaborate from actual Sims, and you're building towns. I guess I haven't played the new. There's got to be a new version.
You know, this is like a game that's still going and it's huge and people are crazy about it.
Oh, I guess I haven't. Is that Roadblocks? Is that what they call it?
I'm not so into that. I don't have the patience for a game.
I can't do it either.
I don't have the attention span for it. TikTok, I have the attention span for
15 seconds.
Yeah.
Scroll.
Boop, 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 boop. I used to. I just, yeah, I get too. I'm too fidgety for games now. What are you seeing for things people hate waiting for?
Somebody said they hate waiting on slow trains. Someone else said, I hate waiting in lines for the best rides at Disney World. We waited 2.5 hours for one ride. Someone else said, waiting for Hocus Pocus 2 to come out. It comes out September 30th, and I just can't wait any longer. Look, you're getting closer.
Next Friday.
I was looking at that one, and I was going to see if you were going to read that, Amy K, because you are not excited for Hocus Pocus 2.
But I don't like it, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to talk about other people who do. Someone else said, waiting in line at a water park, you're dripping wet, nude, practically. Everybody's judging you, and it seems like the lines always take forever.
Little children,
oh,
take thee away into a land of enchantment.
We'll have to do something cool next Friday since that comes out. I don't know what we should do, but I made some Hocus Pocus-y.
I love that movie.
We could all dress up as the characters, get ready for Halloween.
I would like to do that. I would really like to do that.
Yeah, we could prep for Halloween. Yeah, let's do it.
What's something you hate waiting for?
If I'm like at a restaurant, like, or anywhere that has service, if I have to wait for someone to give me like service, I get very annoyed.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, I'm here. I'm here. What is something you hate waiting for, or what is the longest you ever did have to wait for something? 237, it's text 35270 as we play Nicky Yord's Sunroof featuring Daisy on the Playhouse Y94. It's Playhouse Y94, talking about things you hate waiting for. What do we see in Amy K?
Somebody said, I hate waiting for people to pull up their electronic tickets, like plane tickets, concert tickets, especially when you're in line behind them and you're like, what do you think we've been standing here for? How do you not have this ready?
Oh, I forgot I was going on this airplane. I had no idea.
It's the worst.
I've been in TSA this whole time. Shock.
Someone else said, I hate waiting for my name to be called for a radio contest.
Wah, wah.
And someone else said, I hate waiting for my wife to get ready. Someone else said, the elevator, waiting for it, especially with a handful of groceries. And someone else said, waiting for medical test results. It's scary having to wait to find out if something's going on.
That's true, too.
What does that mean? Absolutely. You don't like waiting for it. You hate it. Hello.
Waiting for my kids to get ready.
Is that a pretty lengthy experience, I take it?
Yes, it takes them about 45 minutes to get up to get ready for school.
Oh, yeah. How about anything that you cook in the oven? So already you've been waiting for it. So you've cooked it, it's in there, it's been 40 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it's got to be. And then part of the instruction process is then, like, let cool for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever minutes. And it's like, I've already been waiting for it. I want to eat this. And inevitably, all of us go in too soon. We're coming in too hot. And you take a big bite and you're like, yeah. And you get burned skin flap dangling from your face the next 3 days because you couldn't wait to eat your pizza or whatever it is.
Every time. Every single time. Or even like boiling water. Apparently, you're supposed to boil the water and then put in the noodles. I just water and noodles same time. Crank it on high. And then wait for it.
Eventually, it'll get done.
It's going to be noodly at some point.
Someone said waiting in the school drop-off line.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
I've heard people complain about it. Haven't had to do it yet, but I think that'd be annoying.
Whenever I'm on my way home, usually, is when all the schools are got the people picking up their kids. And it's like, get caught in it. I got to start learning to go around the neighborhood.
Got to go around it. I picked up my niece and nephew from my older brother back when I lived in Brookings. And it was, you pick them up from school. And there's always that one person that tries to turn left out of the parking lot. It's like, come on. No, don't turn left. You're holding everybody up.
You'll get out of there sooner if you just go right.
Just go right and around the block because nobody's going to let you in because they want to rush to get their kid. And it's just... I don't envy people that have to wait in that line.
How about when you just miss or you hit the wrong button or it doesn't seem to fire for whatever reason when you're watching like a Netflix show and it's like skip intro and you miss it?
It's the worst.
When you have to sit and actually watch that intro, you're just like, ah, and it's probably 20 seconds. It's the longest 20 seconds of your life because you feel like you shouldn't have had to watch it, but you have to.
It feels like eternity.
Yeah, I don't ever want to watch it, but whenever it's a brand new season or a new show, Jada's always like, let's watch it at least one time because sometimes they're good. I'm like, no, there's no reason to ever watch the intro. Just skip it.
It's not part of the show.
Yeah, it's not part of the show. Get to the good stuff.
What is the thing you hate waiting for? 237, it's text 35270. I would say in that same spirit as that, though, you go to a YouTube video. And already it's annoying when it's one that makes you want to watch an ad. Even if it makes you want to watch a few seconds, you're like, 4 seconds, 4 seconds. And then when there's a second video, you're like, come on!
It's the way that one you can't skip, but the first one you could.
Like, how hard up are you? User 5497 that I need to watch 4 seconds of this commercial.
Your video only has 500 views.
Another one that's so annoying, waiting for people to get off an airplane.
Yeah.
It's chaos.
It's I don't even, and I'm sure if I'm in a row with somebody, and I'm in like the aisle or something, I just sit there. There's no reason to get up.
I agree.
Until it gets to your row, but everybody gets up, and then you can tell the people next to you, like on the window or the middle, it's like, well, you should have paid for the aisle because I'd rather have the window. And they're just like, are you going to stand up? Are you going to stand up? No, I'm not going to stand up.
And quit clogging the aisles, getting your stuff out. Just wait for people to get out. Yeah. There's someone said the trains in Moorhead.
Absolutely. Yes.
A toddler to put on their shoes. Someone else said waiting behind a cashier and a customer catching up, making the small talk. There are certain lights, though, that are terrible, too, that you have to wait for. It's so annoying. The one right here, getting off the interstate, right by Ruby Tuesdays, turning left onto 25th. Every morning, it's red, and it takes 10 years. I'm like, I need a button to change this light. It's not fair. I have to wait.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could get like a little garage door opener button, but basically it's your magic key to the lights where it's like, I'm here.
Remember when we said they should do something for like the city of Fargo? Mm-hmm. One winner would get it.
Yeah, the special button. I think that'd be a great contest.
That would be awesome.
And then what you have to do, though, if you got to buy like a raffle ticket to get this magic button that changes the light greens. And but they could use that money then for, I don't know, whatever. Get rid of our specials or something. I don't know.
Fill the potholes?
No, let's just get rid of the specials. Do that one. Did we miss any other ones, things they hate waiting for?
Yeah, someone said they hate waiting for the friend who says, yeah, I'm on my way to pick you up, when really they're just getting in the shower, haven't even left the house yet. And then you're the one who has to wait. And someone else said, waiting for people to enter a roundabout. There's obviously no one coming. God, it's infuriating. And someone else said, I hate waiting for the microwaves.